This podcast contains profanity and explicit material from the outset,
which may not be suitable for children or sensitive adults.
The views expressed are made in humour and are not designed to offend.
Now sit back and enjoy.
So, could you not have just thrown it out?
It's fine. I've had it like 3 days old.
Jesus. Iron stomach. Jesus Christ. Oh, the youth of today.
Oh, with the their youth iron of today.
Yeah.
I know. I can't drink a glass of milk these days without shitting myself.
Yeah, I'll put my back out.
Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah, or both. I shit myself and put my back out at the same time.
I got heartburn off brown rice.
Well, I'm getting to the point I get heartburn like quite frequently, and coffee appears to be having an impact on my bowel movements.
Yeah, so there's two reasons for that. One, age. Two, anxiety. You've got one of them.
Or both. One or both.
Or both, yeah. Or both.
You're an anxious old person who's shitting his britches.
Everything scares me.
Oh, there's a spooky ghost, brown ghost in my pants.
It's a spooky ghost. Oh, dear. Oh, well, now that we've spoken about Hammy's bowel movements, shall we begin?
We shall.
Hammy, are you ready?
I don't know. I'm anxious.
Maybe.
Oh, so
this is what I'm getting back to. Hammy, the best podcast guest ever. So tell us, Hammy, how are you? Fine.
Oh, shit, my britches.
Thanks, Hammy.
I did say I just wanted to listen to you guys talk shit.
You're in it now.
Yeah, you're in it now.
Yeah, you fucking dumped this on me.
Yeah, like your britches.
Yeah, yeah, like you're going to dump your guts on your britches thanks to the 3-day old.
Or your toilet floor, one of the two.
Or your toilet floor, yeah. Or the patio, depending on where you're sitting.
Or your friend's chest, whatever tickles your turnips on a Saturday. I'm pretty sure they heard you, Sky.
Yeah, we did. We did, Sky. It was funny. right, okay. Are we ready
Unique
for the intro?
New York. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Hammy, are you ready for me to send it?
Like Australian Post. Send. Let's go.
That's going to take 2 weeks to do then.
Yeah, yeah.
Silence, please. Oh, what was the thing we used to do, Dave? Silence. Hammy, when we say silence, it means you have to silence.
Yeah, silence.
As in you have to say it or you have to be...
No, you
shut,
have to silence.
Shut your whole mouth. Shut your whole mouth.
Shut your 3-day-old red rooster eating ass up.
Oh, he's going to throw up. He's going to throw up. Listen.
No.
He's going to throw up out his butt. Mm. Okay, right, silence. Lady and gentlemen, young adults, child, dogs, and King Louis, the possum launching legend, welcome to episode 23 of the Three Little Pigs podcast. Did we get it right?
It's episode 27, but we'll go with 23. That's fine.
Is it? Yeah, I was looking on Spotify. Our most recent is 22 on Spotify.
Yeah, I think we've done 26 all up with all the weird ones. But yeah, that'll work. Hey, look, 23.
Yeah, technically, the amount of episodes that have the word episode then a number is 23.
Ah, okay. Right. We'll roll with it. Let's go with it. 23. Yay.
It's 23.
And I do like the King Louis reference.
Did you like that?
I did.
We have a special guest this evening.
Special.
Oh, yeah, not that kind of special. No. let us welcome the King of Diarrhea, Hammy.
Yes, good.
This is what we were talking about.
Hang on, I lost my script.
This is what we were talking about earlier. Oh, hi, Hammy, how are you? Yes.
Yes.
Thanks, Hammy. That was good of you.
I can't talk right now.
Yeah, thanks for that philosophical insight.
Hammy's been forced to participate when all he wanted to do was just sit in the background and
eat the old Red Rooster.
He wanted to cuck the podcast by watching the background.
Yeah. Hammy's going to get that diarrhea. Hammy, why don't you tell everybody why we're teasing you about what you're eating right now?
Is that something I have to do?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you like to talk to your lawyer first? I don't know. You're here of your own free will.
Oh. Yeah. Right. Well,
okay, go.
I don't even know what the problem that you guys have with it is. I've been eating 2 day old Red Rooster spicy fried chicken that I didn't microwave enough, which is fine. It just wasn't as warm as I prefer. But my guts feel all right at the moment. I only finished eating about 2.5 minutes ago.
In half an hour.
In about 2 hours' time, Hammy's spinning around the bed like a Catherine wheel.
We may have to have an intermission. We'll see how we go.
Film it.
Don't film it because you'll end up like that guy on that flight. Dave?
Oh, yes. Topical. Very topical. It'll become relevant very shortly, Hammy, as to why you shitting your britches repeatedly through your house, relevance to what I'm going to talk about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has also shit his britches through your house.
Yeah. Don't go in your lounge.
And reported that.
Don't open your socks drawer.
You had all brown socks, right?
you have.
I do now.
Yeah, he does now. Yeah. He doesn't mind color, but they're all wet. That's the worst part.
I got 2 sock drawers. And one of them is socks that I care about because they're like matching pairs. And the other one is work socks that all look the same. And I don't bother fucking folding them together. I just throw them in because they're all the same size and they're all the same color. So I just grab 2 socks. Otherwise, every time I have to do my washing, I'm sat there for half an hour rolling socks into pairs.
Wait. This is next week on Towel Corner.
Yeah.
Next week on Laundry with the Boys.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen back on this episode. I'm going to have an absolute massive cackle.
Yeah. There's 2 minutes of jokes and 45 minutes of laundry. Do we even have a goose yet? No, he's not even ready yet.
No, we don't have a goose yet. He's still pending eating his cock meat sandwich. Took a while to deliver. Not the Chinese food.
He's gonna have diarrhea tomorrow as well. Hammy, have you brought a topic along tonight?
I'm just gonna mute myself because my children.
Not.
On you go, Hammy. Sorry. Oh, great. Go again.
I was just gonna say, of course not, because I wasn't going to participate. This was forced on me as I've entered the call.
Of course not. I've not brought a topic because I was not going to participate. I don't like you guys.
If you guys want to discuss something, I will frantically search the web for something to talk about.
I don't really have podcast topics tonight. Apart from King Louis the orangutan.
Persu.
Yeah. because that was funny as fuck. Yeah, he just yeeted that possum into oblivion. But then
I saw that quite a few times and had no idea that it was Perth.
I think I only knew it was Perth because of the description. Well, I've never been to Perth Zoo, so I don't actually know what Perth Zoo looks like. But did you see, there was a thing like yesterday or today that people were fucking complaining about it. It's like, how can you complain about an animal doing animal shit? It's like, it's an orangutan in fucking captivity. He's going to do orangutan shit. I mean, they're lucky he didn't beast into the thing and split it in two and eat it.
Complaints is a good topic. Probably not one I can discuss at the moment, but I've heard a few complaints at like work and stuff, and quite amusing.
Yeah, no, it's more just like, I just don't see how people have the, like, it's an animal. Like, I don't know, who are you going to complain to? Like, who's to answer for this behavior? No one's really to answer. It's a fucking orangutan.
That's what I mean. People will complain about anything, but like you're saying, it's an animal. But, oh yeah, sorry. The zoo's going to issue an official apology on behalf of King Louis.
On behalf of the flying fucking possum. Like, yeah. Oh, we apologize to all possum.
I'm going to make a complaint about the possum because, you know.
The possum's family wants compensation.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate the possum moving at such a velocity.
He was trespassing in the thing. So, yeah, fucking. About his right? What about the orangutan's rights?
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. I'm complaining to OSNH as well because, like, King Louis wasn't wearing a harness.
No. It's these tradies that bring the rest of us down.
Exactly. Where's the CFMEU or whatever they're called? You know, get them out there. Complain.
Yeah, the guys that do fuck all. Sorry, they do a fair bit, and apart from stare around with their flags, you know, those guys.
They do a lot of complaining.
Yeah.
From the videos I've seen.
Yeah, that's all they do. Complain the fuck.
But to be fair, like, there's a couple of videos that they've shared. Like, it's like, oh yeah, do you know what? That's actually a bit mad as fuck. Like, that's probably not safe. like a guy, like, you know, like, open things of petrol and guys putting cigarettes out in them and stuff. I mean, that's an exaggeration.
Yeah,
but, you know.
Yes, no, but I said it was. I saw it. I'm like, I had to take a double take when I watched it, like about three or four times of the orangutan yeeting a possum out of the enclosure.
Yeah.
It survived though, spoiler alert.
Yeah, he's fucking lucky because he got yeeted into an enclosure with two orangutans in it.
They would have played a game of Forceback or AFL, if you will. Throwing it. That's all it is.
Well, I was telling Claire like about my like observations and my interpretation of it. And I was like, oh, do you know what's worse for that possum? I don't know what was worse. The fact that it was yeeted from a high height. Or the fact that he was probably asleep at the time.
Mm.
Like, he was probably like, oh, yeah, I found a nice place to sleep and, you know, just gets fucking launched from a high platform.
Fucking yeet! Yeah. Fucking...
You know, this big, you know, orangutan comes in, puts his hand in, grabs him and just sends him to fuck.
Oh, sorry, I've got my children making a lot of noise and my dog barking. Stand with me, be with me 30 seconds and I'll...
You should yeet them. Get them yeeted.
My cat.
Yeet them out of your enclosure.
Go on, get. Hold on, I'll stick my dog in.
I'm just like watching that video. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like this comedy sketch of this Scottish commissioner or something apologising for saying something offensive.
Yeah.
And each time he makes a speech, he says something slightly offensive again, and so he keeps coming back and making more speeches for saying this offensive thing that he said.
Can I be honest though, that the culture in Scotland now, that sketch is actually quite, I think, is actually quite intelligent for how funny it is as well, because the culture and the way things are in Scotland, but indeed in Britain, it's very reflective of that. Like, you can't, like, somebody, there's always going to be someone that's going to be offended by something. And yeah. I like that sketch because it, like, it kind of takes a piss, like, because at the end it's like, oh yeah, I, you know, I'm sorry for saying, it was like a bald man trying to find his comb. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry to the bald community of which I am a member. It's like, you know, it's like, but that, yeah. that's kind of what it's like, you know, these days. And that was like, even when I left Scotland back in what, 2015, it was very, very, yeah.
It's getting like that nearly everywhere now though.
Yeah.
I was chatting with someone at work about comedy movies that they just can't make anymore because people will get offended by everything. We're on night shift and just spent all night naming, oh, have you seen this movie? And then bringing up a clip on YouTube on our phone and then watching it together, fucking laughing our asses off. And then again, going, I wish they could make a movie like that today. You know, like pretty much anything with Will Ferrell or like,
yeah,
Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Well, any of Sacha Baron Cohen's stuff. Like, yeah. he's come out himself and he's said, like, the reason I push these barriers is because I can. You know, he's come out and he's the boundaries. He's pushed those boundaries, you know, and he's been quite successful. So therefore, we need to sit down and write a movie.
That pushes every boundary. Sort of like a Naked Gun movie. Have you seen the Naked Gun movies, Tammy?
I've seen bits of them, but they're a bit, you know, before my time.
Yeah, sure.
It is an older
time. I've seen like clips of them come up on like online and stuff, like, you know, TikTok or Instagram reels or something.
Yeah,
I don't know that fella's name that's in him.
Leslie Nielsen is his name.
Yeah.
It always makes me laugh.
If you want to round it up like that level of humor, just watch Airplane.
Yeah.
Just watch Airplane, because that was.
I've got a drinking problem.
Yeah, that's when I developed my drinking problem.
Surely
you can't be serious. Well, I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Surely.
yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, that's Airplane. Give it a watch. It's quite a funny film.
It's the same as have you seen Loaded Weapon? Yes, Loaded Weapon with Samuel L. Jackson and Emilio Estevez. It's the stupid slapstick comedy in that. It's a parody.
Is it like a parody of like Lethal Weapon?
Yeah. Wilderness Girl Cookies.
Samuel L. Jackson was in a parody.
Yeah, man. It's hilarious.
Oh. No, I've not seen that.
It's worth a watch. Same as you've got Hot Shots 1 and 2. You've got Naked Gun 33 and a Third, all the Naked Gun movies. You've got, what's this, a Top Secret? It's a spy film, but you wouldn't get away with that sort of stuff now because it's very, very, not very PC in some of the comments they make.
Well, what was the film with Robert Downey Jr.? When he blackfaced.
Oh, yeah, Tropic Thunder.
Oh, Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, Tropic Thunder, yeah.
Awesome movie.
You never go full retard. That one. Yeah. Because he got in trouble for that, and he said, I couldn't make it now, but I wouldn't change what I've done. I'm not going to apologize for what I've done. Because he was playing an Australian who was Australian who then blackfaced for the role. I'm like, well, who cares? It's a bit of a laugh. There was no malice behind it.
What, he actually got in trouble for that?
Yeah, people have questioned him, especially you got the likes of Justin Trudeau, the bloody Canadian Prime Minister, who got found photos of him in full Aladdin outfit with blackface on.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's gone, ooh, that's not good. And because he was like a bit of a woke dude, whereas Robert Downey Jr. hasn't been the squeakiest clean dude. Great actor, and obviously he's got a lot of acting chops behind him, and he doesn't, because I'm not going to apologize for it, because Ben Stiller was asked to apologize for doing playing the intellectually handicapped gentleman on that.
Simple Jack.
Yes, Simple Jack. Yes. So. That got rather serious for a second there, didn't it?
But it wasn't a serious movie about those things. It was a joke about them playing those roles.
I think that's
what we're getting to. And like I was saying about Scotland, is like in Scotland, for example, anything that's said by someone, you know, whether you intend it as a joke or whether you have said it in jest or in humor, if anyone perceives that to be either racist or homophobic, or in Scotland, even sectarian, if anyone perceives that to be one of those things, then like you can get in trouble. And that's what it's gotten to in Scotland. You know, but look, you know, there is some things that are just like, you just can't make jokes about that.
No.
You know, or you can't, you shouldn't be making fun of that in this day and age, or, you know, that's just wrong to make that kind of joke or observation. Yeah, but you can't walk on eggshells about everything.
No. Either. No, definitely not, man. And I think there's a fine line between, like I said, I watch a lot of comedians who like walk on that fine line between what might be deemed as controversial versus just, you can tell they're taking a joke, and because most people don't go, if you say it's a joke, they don't actually give a shit. They just go, this person's being a insert ST, so it'll be racist, ageist, transphobic, or whatever you want to do, some kind of phobic. So it's a shame.
Kind of like any Jimmy Carr joke.
Every Jimmy Carr joke.
Yeah.
Well, look at Ricky Gervais, because Ricky Gervais tries to stand up for it in his stuff. You know, because he does a little bit about, oh, I'm offended. Okay, that's a you thing. That's a you problem. Yeah. Being offended is a state of being. It's not like it's not the law, but unfortunately. No.
In some instances, or
yeah,
it's like Charlie Hebdo when that thing kicked off. When they were going to put the pictures of both, I think, in their comic book, and ended up going fucking sideways.
They were going to publish that comic book, and then, you know, that's what the result was.
Yeah,
it's
like for a shitty Marvel movie.
What's that?
Charlie Hebdo.
Nah.
So pretty much, were they French?
They were French. Yeah.
It was. I don't even know exactly what they were in full, but ultimately it was either
comic strip.
It was a comic strip. I don't know whether it was like a comic book or like a section of a newspaper, but they were going to publish a drawing of either Muhammad or Allah. I can't remember what it was. And obviously in the Islamic faith that you can't publish a picture or a depiction. So then that happened, and then there was a terrorist attack.
They blew the place up, or at least they made a mess of somewhere around there anyway.
Yeah, the offices of Charlie Hebdo, like where it was actually situated, there was a couple of guys. They were brothers, I think, weren't they? I'll Google it. But yeah, they turned up and they just pretty much fucking started killing cunts.
Yeah, over a cartoon.
Yeah, so, yeah. Charlie Hebdo attack. 2 seconds.
This is a problem. This is probably recorded. We started talking shit, and it's almost been an hour of us talking shit, and we haven't even got to our topics yet. This is why we record for 3 hours, and it. Trying to chip it down to an hour and 10 minutes, and it's already, can be deemed as too long at an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, here we go. So, on the back of the Charlie Hebdo publishing, or we're going to publish that that depiction, two French Muslim brothers forced their way into the offices of Charlie Hebdo, the newspaper in Paris. They were armed with rifles and other weapons, and they murdered 12 people and injured 11 others. And then they identified themselves as belonging to Al-Qaeda.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
And that was in January 2015.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. So there you go. Over a cartoon.
They put
a jihad on there.
Yeah. Ultimately. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, is it? Is it long enough to make jokes about the Charlie Hebdo attack? Probably not.
That's been 8 years.
Oh, Jesus. 8 years is enough for a funny.
Well, they did it with Ted too, when they did the recording there, and they went to the improv
Yes,
bar.
They did. Yeah.
And they go, right, give us a place. Charlie Hebdo building.
The offices of Charlie Hebdo.
See, I didn't understand that joke when I watched it.
Yeah, that that's
how it makes sense.
Yeah.
When the fuck did Tech come out? That would have been around that time as well.
Ted 2. Yeah, it was definitely Ted 2. Let's have a look.
Yeah, it was Ted 2.
2015.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Give us somewhere funny. The offices of Charlie Hebdo.
That came that came out 6 months after that. 6 months after that attack. So June 25th, 2015 was when it came out in Australia, and it happened in January 2015. Oof.
Well, to put into perspective of like how quick these, like, you know, like obviously Seth MacFarlane and that got the got that Family Guy episode. Oh, sorry, Seth MacFarlane got that in to Ted. South Park, when literally like the week after Susan Boyle first appeared on X Factor, South Park got a reference to her in one of their episodes. It was a week after.
But they record in 6 days, though, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Hammy, have you seen the documentary?
No.
6 days. Is it 6 days to air? Or
yeah, six days to air. Yeah.
Pretty much the guys that do South Park create an episode in 6 days and do that for a full season.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, yeah. They write it and good to go within 6 days. They have like an idea because that's why everything's pretty fresh. So it's that's why everything's so fresh, because they do it in 6 days. Like, so.
You know. I can just always under the pump.
Just cranking out comedy.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? If we could do that full time.
Yep, but we don't make enough money to do that.
Yeah, we don't make any. We make no money. We make zero money.
We lose money. Oh, right. Here's a fun thing before we go. Claire got a letter from the bank, right?
Yeah.
So the bank owe her 1 cent.
Nice.
And they fucking sent a letter. And I was joking to Claire. Hold on, she's looking at me. She's looking at me and smiling. I was joking to her. I was like, it would have fucking cost them more to print and send this letter. So yeah, 1 cent. And this is this. I think this is the second warning they've given us about it. Like, not warning as in the second notice that we owe you money. Like, how is 1 cent?
Her money?
Yeah, the bank owes her 1 cent.
Is that like an interest thing?
I don't know. Wait, hold on, hold on. Claire? Have you still got the letter?
Claire?
Oh. Nah, she threw the letter out. But yeah, I did see it. And yeah, 1 cent. Oh, hold on. Huh?
Yeah.
Yep, she's confirmed as definitely 1 cent.
I think you can retire on that, mate. You're fine.
We can live off the interest.
Mm-hmm. Forever.
Do you know, it fucking costs more cent for me to walk to the fucking letterbox and get it.
Yep. Banks suck.
I mean, that's just fucking foolish, in my opinion. Surely they write that shit off.
You'd think so. Or they go, hey, look, we're donating it to insert some shit charity that they've picking on this week. Well, charities are good, but there'll be some fucking random one like Tupperware for the West Auckland fucking Wecker or something like that. Fucking completely fucking random.
You know, new shoes for ISIS or something.
Yeah. Glasses for ISIS.
New shoes and Arsenal tops for ISIS.
Yeah, some shit charity like that.
G'day, g'day, g'day. Don't skip. Let me interrupt the podcast that you're currently listening to with some blatant self-promotion. What do you get when you mix two Aussie mates, a splash of booze, well, more than a splash, and some microphones? You get Cheers Big Ears, hosted by myself, the Chad, and my mate, Matt, and sometimes, but more often than not now, my missus, Bobby. It's a podcast of adult beverages and not-so-adult conversation. It's not serious. Far from it. Well, except for that one episode, but that was just that one. We're available wherever you get your podcast fix. Cheers, big ears.
Oh, that was the boys.
Nice tips. Why's my fucking camera so close? like this is, I'm sitting normally at my desk and it's normally not this fucking large.
I like how your camera's in the static position and you're moving your face forwards and backwards from it. Why is it so close?
No, but like I have to sit like halfway across the room for it to look relatively normal. Oh, look at this, there's a tit on my shoulder. Whoop, other one. Other shoulder.
That's my tit.
Flick the nipple. Is it your tit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was five of us. Who else was playing?
Simo, I think, was there at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was Simo.
Well, if it was me, you... Oh, yeah.
It was us four and Simo.
No, it was Iceman. It might not be, because I was going to say there would be five if Stag was there.
Who took the photo?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I was actually thinking about it then. I'm like, fuck, who did take the photo? Oh, you bunch of cunts. What's going on? I missed you, lads.
Oh.
I was going to talk about a really cool conspiracy theory, but I can't remember what it's called and I can't find the details of it anymore.
Do you know what I want to talk about, if I'm honest?
What?
Why are you wearing clothing that makes you look like an author?
Like an otter?
An author. like you're right. It's got long sleeves as well. That's
lay
worse.
On my back holding a stone.
I'm gonna crush clams on my belly.
An author.
An author, like, yeah.
Yeah, you look like you write books.
This is a long sleeve knit, cunt. My missus bought it for me. You better be nice. Oh, guess what?
Is that what I asked for in the shop? Could I please
guess what else?
Knit, cunt.
These buttonholes aren't even real. They're not real buttonholes. I can't do it up.
Whoa.
It's got like a right undershirt on as well.
Is that undershirt or your chest hair?
No, that's my chest hair.
Oh my goodness. It looks like a full t-shirt.
It's like a full shirt.
It's like a...
Oh my God.
Yeah. A brown shirt straight out of my sock drawer.
Oh, hey, look. There you go, Hammy. You thought of something.
Hey, Dave.
Ah, it was a relevant joke, Hammy. Good man.
Dave.
Yes. Beaver News.
Tell Sky I said... Fuck up. Tell Sky I said thank you for saying happy birthday, and I hope she's all good.
Oh, happy birthday.
Because I've been meaning to say it.
Chris says, thank you for saying happy birthday, and I hope you're all good.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's lovely, dear.
I like how the bear like raised its eyebrows.
Stop.
What? That was the last recording, Hammy. It wasn't even this recording.
What?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Dave got the joke. Please tell me you got the joke.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Stop fucking with your avatars.
Yeah, shows your hot rabbit tits.
Did you just assume my fucking gender?
What do you guys been talking about?
We were talking about the Charlie Hebdo massacre.
I don't even know what that is. Who the fuck is Charlie Hebdo?
Okay. Okay, so back in 2015...
I don't follow current affairs.
This is 2015.
I don't follow past current affairs.
I don't follow affairs at all.
Okay. In 2015, there was a newspaper in France that decided to publish a cartoon of a drawing that depicted either Muhammad or Allah. I can't remember which one. Anyway, these two brothers turned up and killed 12 people.
And injured 11.
I was listening to one of the episodes a while ago. Sometimes I go back through the list.
Yeah.
And, do you remember the one about East Jesus?
East Jesus?
East Jesus. We went on about northeast, east Jesus, west of east, northeast, west Jesus. Like, it just kept going. It was about that hippie town in California.
Oh, yeah.
I think Jay covered it.
Yeah.
There's a place called East Jesus.
That was it. West of East Jesus.
Has he got a horse cock?
Who, Jesus?
Yeah.
I like how Davros's background like noise. Has he got a horse cock? Sorry. What are
you doing? Sorry? Who's got a what? Oh, we should get Stag in here.
Yeah, fucking what when?
Yeah, who, what, the hell, when?
Back to the actual podcast. Because that's why we're here, right?
No.
So I had a bit of a story to tell, and I'm gonna tell you boys this story. So
wait, did I miss the intro?
Oh yeah, we could do it again if you'd like.
That's all right. I'll just throw my cursory. Okay, carry on.
Okay, so I like, one of my guilty pleasures is being part of my local community Facebook page.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like poverty porn. It's just like, you read some of the stuff and it's just like, oh, it makes me so angry. I just need to keep reading. But anyway, today was one that was like, this might actually be like, you know, fair play for the person complaining. So I'll read out the post to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So such and such Shire, you should be utterly ashamed of yourselves. We had my brother's funeral today and the burial at such and such cemetery. Everyone came to the cemetery as far as the eastern states and other places that are probably 6 hours drive from where we live, to find out that you hadn't even dug the hole for my brother's coffin.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I shouldn't laugh, but
wait, hold on. Not only was this paid for over 6 weeks ago, I will be making a formal complaint come Monday morning. My mother didn't want the extra trauma today, but thanks to you, my brother didn't have the send-off he deserved. Absolutely disgusting. And you know what the kicker in this story is? On top of the fact that the Shire forgot to dig the hole for her brother's burial, they also issued the Shire rates today.
Oh no!
Well,
that's a bit, yeah.
Well, you got to pay him.
Yeah, you turn up and it's like, didn't we pay you guys to dig a hole?
that's so bad.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, even for me, that's pretty, like, you'd be a bit pissed off, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happens? Like, do you have to take them back to the dead people storage?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what...
Dead people storage, that's it.
Yeah.
Dead people storage. Oops, another idea for our internet money.
Okay, what we got?
Dead people storage.
Oh, dead people storage. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Deadly.
Oh,
is that the storage?
So Hammy has drawn for us what looks like what's that guy's name? Ned Flanders. But also looks like the love child of Ned Flanders and Super Mario.
No, he looks more like Wario. Or what's the other one? Waluigi.
It's a me, a Flanders.
Okie diddly okie.
All right.
Davros, didn't you have a topic for us tonight?
Oh, I got three.
Oh, wow.
That's what you said. So,
we do have three.
Indeed.
Hmm.
So, stop me if you've heard this one, which is the old bad comedy fucking stand-up comedian. There's been a Delta flight that's
gone between Atlanta, Georgia and Barcelona, but it only was 2 hours in after a gentleman, I believe it's a gentleman, all sorts of gentlemen, suffered an extreme bout of explosive diarrhea through the entire cabin of the plane.
Hang on, was it a he, him, or a she, her, or
I think it was. I'm not going to assume their pronouns, but I would say either way, they've got an asshole because it emptied all through.
Everybody has an asshole. Everybody poops. It's a book.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yep.
Opinions like assholes. Everyone's got one, and this one definitely had a lot of things to say. So it.
Explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, throughout the entire cabin of the airplane. I've got a video of it, which I'll throw up later, but he...
Oh, that's tasty.
They spent 5 hours cleaning the Delta Airlines Airbus A350 after its enforced early landing, replacing the entire aisle carpet ruined in the incident. I'm not talking just a small dribble of fecal matter. I'm talking full-on rivers of shit. So 2 hours, 2 hours worth of, so accounts from some on board posted on social media described the flight crew as doing their best to mop up the mess with paper towels and scent and disinfect it, but they only had one effect of making the plane smell of smell of vanilla shit. So.
Wow.
So another
this doesn't smell of shit or vanilla. It smells of vanilla shit.
Shit.
It smells of both. It smells of like that's worse. I think that's worse.
That would be worse.
Yeah. So they've the audio recording of a conversation between the pilot and the air traffic control reveals the reason for the jet's sudden turnaround over central Virginia. Then the 2 hours into the 8 hour flight. It's just a biohazard. We had a passenger who had diarrhea all through that the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta. So, and then there's another little side thing of an incident in Air Canada. Apologise to two passengers who were booted from a flight from Seattle to Montreal.
Celine Dion?
Yes, Celine Dion. Because they
apologised.
We're sorry.
For Brian Adams. They were booted from a flight. Sorry, Brian Adams. Because they were made to sit in seats covered in vomit. So they covered the Air Canada made people sit in seats that were covered in vomit. And so they end up complaining about that as well. So it's pretty good. They ripped up a carpet of an aeroplane within five hours. They're allowed to reboard after an 8 hour delay, making it to Barcelona on Saturday afternoon with no further incidents. So no person shit themselves. So apparently the person who shit themselves stupid is getting a bit of flack on social media at the moment for being
man. I would have fucking killed him.
Yeah,
delaying my flight. Imagine if that was like your honeymoon flight or some shit, going to Barcelona.
Yeah, exactly right. But if you think about it, they're coming from Atlanta, Georgia. So I know that last podcast on the list covered this off, but some of the people that there could be have a diet that may not be exactly the greatest, so they may have just. I couldn't imagine having explosive diarrhea through the middle of an airplane. I don't like shitting on an airplane for the best of times of a 3 hour flight, let alone an 8 hour one. And as I said, that'd be, it's not like you would have got onto the airplane and all of a sudden you have explosive diarrhea. There would have been gurgling and some pre-warning, some pre-shits before going on that may have alluded to the fact that
some signs.
Yeah, some signs. Signs from above. That shit got bad. So that was my one of my topics. The other one was, do you remember one of our first episodes where I talked about the gentleman who killed his girlfriend, buried her in the garden face up? Do you remember?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's just been, he got sentenced in 2021. I finally managed to get back to it. That's the one when the police officers turned out. It's terrible, but they found
her. Was that the cinema one where he killed her in the car?
No. This is a different one where he...
Not the one where he killed the dogs.
Yep.
Oh, that dickhead.
Yeah, the munchie.
God, that sounds like SpongeBob.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. I killed her. But he buried for Hammy that he buried her face up in the garden bed, and the police officers found her face.
Her face
up.
Was sticking out of the ground.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So, if you can imagine a dead lady's face with a little bit of dirt on it, that's what it looked like.
With a daisy in her nostril. tiptoe. So he's got an IQ of 76, which made the death penalty in where he killed her in Idaho. They got a death sentence, and he didn't get that. He got 25 years to life, so he could be getting out in 25 years. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I've got a video of him here, but I'm pretty sure he still sounds like SpongeBob.
He's a special
man. I love being purple.
Yeah.
He's a special man.
So update on him. He's off to prison for 25 years, and he has still got no reason why he did it.
He's going to get bummed by bigger boys.
They're going to throw him around a bit, I would suggest.
Didn't they have a theory that it was... Didn't she used to punch him in her sleep or something?
Yeah, I think there's something like that. He's got a Die George syndrome. I don't know what that is. Or Die's girlfriend. He's got apparently the diagnosis of Die George syndrome, the bullying he experienced, the divorce of his parents, and the death of his father, and all the emotional buildup. That's what caused people with Die George syndrome struggle to articulate and express their emotions. So
don't we all?
Yeah,
Jesus.
Life's hard. Wear a fucking helmet.
Yeah, that's right. That's fucking right.
I'm unable to express my emotions. Why don't I kill my partner?
And the dogs.
Yeah, that was the worst bit. Cunt killed the dogs.
Mm. But got one more before.
That's right. The dogs' names were Trump and Melania or something.
That's right. Yeah, they were. Yeah. And I don't know whether you boys have seen it. It came out yesterday of the Mexican aliens.
Yes. See.
See. They look like Flintstone gummies, the old Flintstone vitamin things.
Yeah.
So someone said that they're a load of shit, but apparently they're the corpses of 800 to 1700 year old non-human beings. This has come on the back of NASA making announcements. You guys see the announcement today that they've appointed a director of UAP stuff. So they said that we'd be stupid not to think that there's not some life out there. There's billions of galaxies, and guaranteed there's going to be more than just one of us. So they'll definitely be out there, but we haven't found it yet. And then the next day, someone brings some paper mache art to the Mexican Congress and says it looks like exactly like what ET looks like in the movies in a wooden box covered in glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures of what they look like?
I did, yeah. They look like Lego.
Yeah, they look like Lego.
Lego aliens.
Like melted Lego.
Yeah, so anyone else disappointed that aliens revealed in Mexico look exactly like Holly predicted aliens would look like? Not suspicious at all.
However, on that point, you know, because they're saying, oh yeah, the aliens look like what we thought they would look like. In Paul, remember the film Paul?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Paul makes a good point. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, yeah, the government knew about this all along. That's why they've been broadcasting pictures of me so that you guys won't lose your fucking shit once we tell you that we're real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was what I was going to talk about. I'm not going to talk about it because I couldn't find the fucking thing, what it was called. Maybe someone can let me know once they figure it out, because I tried. But it popped up in one of my, I don't know, feeds somewhere. And I don't know if it's a new conspiracy or if it's like, I don't know, whatever. I can't even remember what the name of it. But so they reckon that, you know, how all this UFO stuff's been amping up and, you know, it's like, oh, it could be true. And like, you know, like it's becoming more of a not so laughable matter at the moment. They reckon it's because, you know, whoever runs the world, you know, because there's lots of theories on who runs the world as well. I'm doing quotations in case you can't.
The Rothschilds.
Yeah, exactly. And so they reckon what the plan is that they're going to stage some sort of mass.
It's the coup.
No, like a mass death, like a really fucking almost world-ending sort of disaster that is created by this godly being. So, like, they're going to stage the whole fucking thing with, like, you know, holograms and fucking drones and whatever.
Mm.
But it's all just to, like, control people. So they're expecting, like, they're going to kill, like, they, you know, in the theory goes that they're going to kill millions of people and blame like this alien god, and they're going to expect everyone to believe that this alien god is real, so that we all bow down and adhere to its will.
That's
a too long don't read of it, really.
Yeah. Well, that's the we were pretty close with the COVID conspiracy thought on that, mate. So we thought it was a cold.
Remember yeah. that? Yeah, no, it'll be fine. Everything will be fine.
Well, it was. It is now.
I was a stooge for COVID.
And our episode on Spotify got a fucking COVID warning.
Did it?
Yeah. It said,
That's awesome.
Fact check. Because we talked about COVID, this came to make sure we fact checked it. So,
check your privilege.
But my final chat I wanted to have a chat about was I had the pleasure of getting an EOS scan the other day. And do you guys know what an EOS scan is?
No. End of service or end of something?
Yeah, is that like a butt thing?
No. If only. It was so it becomes a standing up X-ray. They X-ray your entire body in about 10 to 15 seconds standing up. Because I've had some back issues and, you know, old man back.
Anyway, I know what it stands for. Edge of sphincter.
Yes. Yeah. That's where they plug in the X-ray. And so I walked into this room. I'm wearing my underwear. So I'm not nude, but I've got the old gown on. The guy goes, G-string, G-banger on backwards, the old fly's eyes. Anyway, he says, there he is.
There's Hammy. He's laughing.
Told the guy, goes, oh, can you step up into my golden shower? And he smirks at me. And I was like, fuck. So the room is looks like a shower and it's entirely yellow on the inside. And and he laughs and he goes, I laughed back at him. And he said, oh, it turns out one of my colleagues, an old elderly lady today, asked the radiologist, you want me to step up into your yellow shower? And apparently the radiologist wet themselves. So the whole day they were talking about golden showers the entire day. Anyway, so I jump into this thing, stand all weird. I had to have my hands like sort of praying, not like pointed back into my chest at a weird angle, like that. But yeah, exactly like that, Chris. And hold it there for 10 to 15 seconds. And then he goes, oh, I said, oh, I'm always curious about the pictures. So I said, oh, can I have a look? He said, yeah, of course, man, come down. There's a Kiwi fella sitting there talking away and talk about what I did for a job and said, I changed my job recently. And my scan was in front of me. And I didn't realize it took a picture of soft tissue as well as... So in the middle of this large screen was my cock and balls. And he's talking away, pointing at my... pointing at the
cock
fact
and
that...
balls.
Cock and balls, because that's where my hips were out of place, was right there. And he's just pointing, and I'm going... I did not expect to see that today. And I thought, oh, okay. He's talking away for 2-3 minutes about and pointing at my fucking wedding tackle. And I was like, okay, no worries. He goes, oh, you got one leg shorter than the other. Oh, okay. It turns out everybody has. But anyway, I get sent the scan the next week, and the fucker puts the report, and over the top of where my hips are, there's a line that shows me out of balance. But the bit that says set the amount, which is 7 millimeters, is right over my fucking genitalia. Right, I love you.
He done you dirty.
There's scientific proof now. Dave has a 7 millimeter penis.
It's a micro penis.
Wish my winky was that
it's
big.
A nano penis.
Yeah, but no. So it was. I didn't expect to see that. And all the scan was pretty cool. You got a full body scan and. Then I had an MRI and get a cheeky bit of claustrophobia again when they chuck you in a tube and fire magnets. Yeah, at your head again. It's crazy. Because I have a huge head and a large neck. When I had one done in about 2 years ago, and it felt like I was in a fucking torture device because they didn't give me the big enough cradle for my head. So I fucking... My jaw was out of line. The whole thing was fucked. And this time around, they got the, I'm sure they used the adult size. So I was able to sit in there a bit more comfortably as opposed to a child size fucking head clamp in the middle of a metal magnetic tube. So, yeah, that's a story about my bollocks in an X-ray.
I like how, I like and I don't like, I like how you said, oh, yeah, the guy said, oh, I didn't expect to see that today. You missed the trick there because you said, oh, you play your cards right, you can touch it. Because that would have went down like a fart at a child's funeral.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right.
This
kid still shoot a stink. Yes, no. But no, so that's my stories for today. I'm going to intersplice some... we've got a new extended podcast family that I've been talking to online.
You've been whoring yourself again.
Yes. I've been on a couple of episodes. I went on Lights, Camera, Rant with Lee, and I was on the Buttery Males podcast as well, and we ended up talking about Nazi Germany the entire time.
The Buggering Males?
Buttery. Buttery. Yeah, well, you could call it that, but it's the Buttery Males. Buttery.
Oh.
The buggery males.
The buggery males.
Yeah.
That's more fun. That's more fun.
That's why I had to go get a scan.
To be fair, I like it when Davros whores himself out because we end up talking to movie stars.
Mm, yes, that's right.
Which is going to come up soon. So we've got Cheers Big Ears podcast, which is very similar to us, but based over east in Australia.
They're the same as us, but a couple of hours ahead.
That's right.
They're us from the future.
That's right.
From the future.
And Sort of Kind of Fun, which is a brother and sister team who talk shit, which is good. And I'll put their little add on. And who else we've got there? I think there's three or four of them.
Then I like Stepsister.
No,
not that. Hey, no, Stepbro. No, just no.
I'm stuck, Stepbro.
How to turn something not sinister into something sinister?
That's what we do here.
That's what we do here. Got a bit of extended podcast family. We obviously talked to a lot of people online, and Erica's still asking after us, and she still listens to all the stuff we put up. So,
Erica.
But we haven't done any streaming for a while, as in from the 3LP gaming for a while. But that's always still there. If I'll get back. I'll get back into it.
It just became taxing.
Yeah, man. It's trying to get content out.
Took the fun out of games.
That's right.
It was stressing me out. I'm like, I gotta edit. I'm fucking up for 12 hours. Like, just editing and shit.
Welcome to Sort of Kind of Funny. We're a comedy podcast.
Brother and sister duo.
Where we take your guys' embarrassing moments and stories and turn them into humor. Because life's about laughing at yourself. And we are sure going to laugh at ourselves. I am James. I am your main Mac Daddy host. And I'm also joined by a loser. Go ahead and introduce yourself, loser. Go ahead. Don't be shy.
This is Lauren.
Give it to them.
Absolutely. Baby. Absolutely. What did you say?
Also, we sing a lot, so if you haven't listened to this first episode, I'm sorry.
We have new episodes available every Thursday and would love nothing more than to hang out with you. Does that sound too desperate?
Yes.
Okay. Check us out wherever you listen to your podcasts, and we'll see you on Thursday. And as always,
text me if you want to hang out.
Bye.
You all right?
I may have invited the stag.
Yeah, I told him to come. I don't know if he will.
I've sent him the meeting invite anyway. Link.
He normally comes and tell him to.
Oh, I said to him, I said, come along for like, you know, we're probably doing like the last segment or whatever.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, no, I've already put the FBI through too much work.
What does he plan on saying?
a lot of stuff, probably.
How much more does he need to say for fucking more FBI on us?
Nah, because we all know that they monitor certain keywords in conversations. So
yeah, you know, such
like whiteboards words, on Zoom.
And the word kill near to the word president. Now it's time for more listeners.
What you drinking, Chris?
It's just good old fashioned Coca-Cola.
Hmm. I had a few Krakens and Coke earlier, but I'm not a fan. Like I said, I finished the bottle, but not tonight because I'm not a fucking raging alcoholic. But
oh yeah, no, but it's not that nice though. You finish the bottle, but it's not that.
I'm not a fan.
I'll drink it. I'm a functioning alcoholic, boys. Come on.
Mm.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, you had a shout out or something? A bit of a cock teaser or a.
Yeah, what? I was what?
Strip tease.
You heard me, boy.
Right, well, there's definitely not going to be a strip tease. However, yeah, no, I do have a little teaser. If you gentlemen remember your minds back to one of the earlier episodes, I mentioned a good friend of mine in Scotland, Guitar Jack.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, potentially later this month, there might be an announcement from Guitar Jack and some of his cohorts. Mm-hmm. 25th of September, there may or may not be an musical, a piece of an album. There may or may not be an album being dropped. So, Davros, we will keep the announcement to the musical artists themselves. However, if we can share the, if we can do the thing on the social medias that you do.
Yes.
Potentially, we have some music that would be good for people to listen to and make love to.
Oh.
Mm.
Mm.
What about jacking off? Can you jack off to?
That's
the name of the album,
love, I guess. Yeah, that's the name of the album. Yeah.
Music to jack off to, volume
movie. Music to jack off to, volume 69. Nice.
Track one, Rammstein.
That's going to be the name of that. If we ever do a tour,
probably. Probably would be pretty good to jack off to.
Do
good rhythm. Yeah.
I does feed. Oh shit! I'm crossing the border. that could be the name of our first tour if we ever do one.
Mm.
Music to that you can jack off to, volume 69.
Mm. Wow, I mean that's coming out with a fucking right hook. That is.
Yeah, well,
It wouldn't come out any other way.
Mm. Right hook left it.
Out of the closet.
Coming out of the closet.
I just want to quickly check in with
Amy. The closet.
On I'm on Bowel Watch. Hemi, on Bowel the Watch, where he's ingested the chicken, and that was almost an hour and a half ago now. I'm just checking on his bowels that he hasn't evacuated through his house.
Oh,
I've just stuffed my face with peanut M&Ms, so I'm pretty good.
Oh, it's going to come out all nutty.
Oh, peanut shit.
Peanut shit.
Yeah.
Wasn't that, didn't we come up with that show? Well, that was Vomit Watch. Yeah. Tonight on Vomit Watch.
But yeah.
Well, what happens on Vomit Watch? Expand the show.
Don't you remember? We talked about it during an episode.
Wait, we did?
What? Yeah, Vomit Watch tonight on Vomit Watch.
Did we?
Yeah, I can't remember what context it was, but it was funny. There was a whole bit.
Wow, that shit.
Will he spew? Will he not spew? Find out later.
Oh, that was probably when I drank two bottles of wine and almost knocked the shit over. That was probably
Was that not called Spew or No Spew?
Nah, it was Vomit Watch.
Nah. Was it Vomit Watch? Huh.
Tonight on Vomit
Watch. Vomit Watch.
Because when I hear the words Vomit Watch, I think of just a terrible sports watch.
Vomit Watch by Steiko.
Get the new Vomit Watch. It'll
repeat on you like time.
Yeah. Heads. It's not suitable for bulimics. Hey, it's time to get up and vomit.
So, Jay, did you have a topic? Yeah, I think you said you were winging it, right?
I don't have a topic.
Well, do you think it's finally, and I'm not prepared, I'm just going to read verbatim off Wikipedia. But do you think it's finally time that we talk about Roku's Basilisk?
Oh, yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
What's a Roku's Basilisk?
Yes. Well, let me explain it to you, good sexual sir. Term. Thank you for asking. It's not a sexual term.
Okay, here's
now,
Roku's Basilisk.
The Roku's Basilisk, it gets in my anus, and it hurts. Now, for the background information on this, this was a post in the Less Wrong forum. I have no idea what that is, by the way. I'm assuming it's some sort of Reddit-type thing. Apparently, it was pretty popular back in the day. Anyway, So the Less Wrong Forum was created in 2009 by an artificial intelligence theorist, Elzer Udalsky. And Udalsky had popularized the concept of friendly artificial intelligence and originated the theories of the coherent extrapolated polar. What? I'll get it out. Hang on.
Can I just offer a suggestion? Hold on. Right. It was invented by a guy who was an artificial intelligence theorist. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, the concept of artificial or friendly artificial intelligence. Yeah.
So in other words, he went, oh, AI is going to be pretty good.
Yeah. This was back in 2009. Nine. Yeah. Nine. So anyway, he originated the theories of whatever the coherent extrapolated volition, which is the CEV, and the timeless decision theory in papers published in his own Machine Intelligence Research Institute, apparently. So this guy was just all about the AI. So Roku's Basilisk is a thought experiment, which a user by the name of, what was his name? Well, Roku, actually. Well, Rocco, however you want to say it. So he posted on the Less Wrong Forum. It's about a thought experiment, and it's based on it references the mythical basilisk, which is a creature that causes death to those that looks in its eyes. So that's where that came from. So the concept of the basilisk in science fiction, so that's where that came from. So it came back in July 23rd, 2010 was the post. Now, Roku's basilisk is a thought experiment which states that an otherwise benevolent artificial superintelligence in the future would be incentivized to create a virtual reality simulation to torture anyone who knew of its potential existence but did not directly contribute to its advancement or development. In order to incentivize said advancement, it originated in a 2010 post in a discussion board. While the theory was initially dismissed as nothing but conjecture or speculation by many Less Wrong users, the Less Wrong co-founder, Udalsky, that we spoke about before, reported users who described symptoms such as like nightmares, mental breakdowns upon reading the theory, due to its stipulation that knowing about the theory and its basilisk made one vulnerable to the basilisk itself, so like to the AI itself. It led to the discussion of the post on the site. It was banned, I think, for 5 years. However, the reports were later dismissed as being exaggerations or inconsequential, and that the theory itself was dismissed as nonsense by Udalsky himself. But it's, so what it's basically saying is that it's based on an old thought experiment called Pascal's Wager. So you guys have probably heard of that one.
Yeah.
It's like a modern version of Pascal's Wager. So, which argues that a rational person can't even talk, which argues that a rational person should live as though God exists and seek to believe in God to have a finite loss. So in exchange for infinite gains, so in the eternity in heaven. So basically it's like, if you know about this AI that could live in the future, like we all do now, because I've spoken to you about it, so you know about it.
Hmm.
If we don't do anything to help it, it's going to torture you for all eternity. So like, it's almost like trying to bring about its own existence by not existing yet.
Do you know what this is like? This is like these guys have just like theorized and thought far too much into the phrase, you just lost the game.
Like, I was literally thinking that. I was literally thinking of the game.
Yeah, this is like science version of you just lost the game. Let's invent something that, like, yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah, pretty much.
I hope it's not real.
Yeah. Well, now, but that's the thing. You know about it now. So if you don't do anything to help its existence, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So now we all have to be basically like praise AI. Let's bring it in. Let's help it. Let's do it.
So it's kind of like the video from The Ring that you need to pass it on to someone else within 7 days or you die.
Well, no, you don't have to pass it on, but if we do, yeah.
I'd like to see that version of The Ring. Yeah, no, fuck this. I'm not passing this video on. I can't wait.
I'll just take it.
Yeah. My life's fucking miserable. Let's just sit here and see what happens.
Shortest horror movie ever.
Yeah.
7 days. I'll make it 5 else. For fuck's sake. Yeah.
7 days. I ain't got time. That's a week. We got time for that shit.
Yeah. So yeah, look on Monday morning.
Who's this creepy ass moist bitch coming to get me? What's this?
Drag me down the hole. Yeah. My TV, my floor is all wet. How am I going to get my fucking wrist?
Why are you all wet? It's not even raining.
7 days. I don't give a fuck. Get a towel.
So yeah, that's pretty much that. That one.
So because I was having a wash, you were having a look at. I was having a bit of a squiz at Pascal's Wager, and it was the creation of an AI that will lead to an all-powerful future artificial intelligence that will retroactively punish anyone who did not help bring it into existence. So
yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, which is mental, and we're currently living in that space where, like, I use AI a lot for different bits and pieces, and it can tell you anything, obviously, but most of the ones I use it with got controls on them for whether it be some sort of stupid mock-up that I'm doing, or whether it be writing something, or help writing something, or rewriting something that so it doesn't make me look like a fucking crayon eater.
A dupe.
And yes. And so, but that's only getting, they're saying that the Google AI is now that powerful that have you watch the Joe Rogan podcast with the guy who would work for Google AI.
No,
he was having full-on conversations with this thing, and he said it was getting out of hand. Like knew who it was, knew what it was, and it was under controls, but it wouldn't take long for those controls to be manipulated by itself.
Yeah.
So don't have to worry about the Third World War. We're going to be just taken over by machines. Yay!
Yeah, so, praise the basilisk and all its glory.
Long live the basilisk.
Bring it in. We love you, basilisk.
Sure. Well, as long as the internet speeds are better, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Put a chip in my head. Well, that's what they're doing with the Neuralink with Elon Musk. That's going to
be
the computers in the head. And you put, as soon as you do that, which I'm all for, if I can throw a computer in and upload my consciousness to the bloody
the cloud.
The cloud. And then download me into someone cool. It's not this dude again.
Someone with not a 7 millimeter penis.
It's like,
what the fuck is going on with China? Is this shit about like all their digital currency? Is this all legit?
Yeah.
They can't access their own money without like face scanning or DNA and fucking
social credit and all that.
That's
stuff.
Crazy, yeah. Man.
It's
that's crazy. Like if you go to a shop and you're flagged, like with your, they put your, like, you know, they have your digital print and they're like, nah, we don't want to serve you anymore. You just can't spend money at the shop.
See, I don't think it's much the case that we don't want to serve you anymore. It's just like, you know, you pick up 2 packets of chocolate biscuits instead of 1 and they go, it's not acceptable.
And it's the same as you can't play. Yeah. You can't even play video games. So there's people that have low social credit that can't play video games. So like, you know, we're talking here, there's no way this would happen. There's, you wouldn't have a Steam account. It just can be complete because obviously the internet's controlled there anyway. So you wouldn't be playing online gaming because you got a shitty social credit. So even us talking about the fact that what's up with these Chinese people would cause us to get low social credit.
Oh yeah. On that, like, kind of, you know, talking about the government and stuff in China gets you in trouble. You know the comedian that does Uncle Roger? I don't know if Goose, do you know him? Yeah, that's the guy.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah. He was doing an interview. I can't remember who it was with, but ultimately he was talking about one of the portions of a stand-up he did like a couple of years back, where he talked about the, you know, the Hawaii or Huawei phones. Someone in the audience was like Chinese or something, and he said, "Oh, you've got a Huawei phone." And then it was like, "Oh, President Xi Jinping or whatever his name is, he's going to be listening." And it was it was in America that he did the joke. Anyway, his social media team in Hong Kong got raided, and he pretty much got told, "You can't come back to Hong Kong or China." Like that just shows you, man. Like they're fucking listening.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah. Well, that's that's what I was saying before. Like, we all know FBI has their fucking. They listen out for keywords, and they filter it through the systems like an automated alert system. And if it picks up specific keywords, it does. It alerts. Like, it goes to a little alert desk, and they send it on to the relevant authorities.
Hmm.
Like right now, if I said I'm going to kill this bitch tonight. Unless you give me $5,000, that's probably on there now.
Mr. President.
Mr. President Bomb.
This is my internet.
Don't worry, all our IPs are on here. Actually, no, I'm running a VPN. Suck a duke.
How's it running? I've got a VPN. I shouldn't be running, but I'm currently in Romania. But no.
It's all right. They'll just go after what's his face, Andrew Tate.
Hammy. Oh, yeah, no, Andrew Tate, yeah.
Andrew Ham. Andrew Ham type.
They're just going to go after Hammy. What?
Because he gets swatted.
Good. Must be funny. It must be funny sitting in whatever the agency would be that has to listen to all this shit. It's like, Mr. Anderson, yeah, there's another podcast threatening to kill the president. Oh, yeah, are they telling jokes? Yeah, they're quite funny, actually. Give them a subscribe. Like and subscribe.
That's right.
Gives us a little clicky click.
Click. I'm and ahhing about making a video version of our boobies, that trailer, and making it an old man with an ill-fitting suit and a mustache and a wig. Me and saying those words and making that so we can use it for video, because we've got a few podcast family that have got video podcasts, so they can chuck that on the air as well, have a bit of a laugh.
Wait, hold on. What boobies?
You've listened to the trailer, haven't you?
The trailer for what?
Our podcast.
Yeah.
When did
now
we get
that I've got your attention? It's on Spotify? Yeah, it's Spotify.
Is it?
Boobies!
Where do we do this?
Now that I've got your attention. No, Dave did it.
Oh. Where did you do this?
It was a long time ago.
Long time.
Oh, wow.
Wrong time.
You were double-dunted, mate. Hold on. Let's have a look.
Oh, yeah. This podcast is brought to you by Nerve Damage. Yeah, I think the last couple of episodes.
Nerve damage and fentanyl.
Nah, it's not fentanyl anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's just regular people things.
When did I make the trailer?
Hold on. I remember me talking about how I was planning on intentionally breaking my femur so I could get out of work.
No.
That was before I found out it has an 80% like mortality rate.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah, work has an 80% mortality rate.
Life has 100% mortality rate, man.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's deep, bro.
Dude, that's so deep. That's
fucking deep. That's deep in me right now.
Yeah.
Deeper than your mom's clunch.
Somebody tell Joe Rogan.
April 2021 is when I made that trailer.
Fucking hell. two and a half years ago. Sure.
Yeah, man. Well, fucking hell. Our first episode was released on July 2019.
Wow. The good old days.
That was like, I've still got that table.
It's a good table.
It's still there. It's still present.
It's a good table.
Is that the one in your behind your computer desk?
Yes.
Ah. When we were all drinking around your place the last summer.
I still don't know who wrote It was you, Goose. It wasn't me.
I would tell you. You're laughing. Yeah, but that's because I remembered what you were going to say. Fucking hell. I reckon it was Jade. It had to have been Jade.
No, I don't know.
No, he left just like early.
Yeah, but
I asked Scotty about it. I asked Scotty about it, and Scotty said it wasn't him. And it wasn't me.
I honestly thought it was you.
I'd tell you if it was me because it's fucking funny. I would tell you. I'd own that one.
It was hilarious. And the handwriting was definitely too nice for me. Like, so yeah, even if I, even if I forgot, well. Yeah, even if I forgot I wrote it. And then, yeah, yeah.
So, Hammy, I don't know. Did I tell you? Do you know the story, Hammy?
No.
We went around Jay's house, like, who caught up with drinks for a while. We hadn't seen each other, and we were playing Cards Against Humanity, and there was a guy there called Jade who Jamie used to work with, and he's got, well, he had ass cancer, or he's got ass cancer, so he's like shits in a bag and that. And we were playing Cards Against Humanity, and one of the fucking one of the cards was like,
yeah, well, no, what happened was it was like the very very last round of cards, and
yeah,
like we're all looking at our cards through it, we're all half cut, and was like, ah, should we stop playing now? We're all like, yeah, yeah, let's stop playing. And then Dave goes, no, no, we can't stop playing because I've got the fucking best card ever. And we're like, no, yeah, okay, Dave, what have you got? And then...
it was... So the answer was kids with ass cancer. I can't remember what he finished it on, but it was like kids with ass cancer.
Yeah, the question was something random. And yeah, Dave had the card that said kids with bum cancer.
Kids with bum cancer, yeah, that's right. but anyway, we were making laughs and jokes, and we were fucking cracking up or whatever. And then that was the story.
Yeah, that was that. Right?
Everybody went to bed and shit.
And then about 2 days later,
it's so random.
My missus comes in and she's like, "What the fuck is this?" So what happened? the table we were all sitting around in, like my kind of lounge area. There's like a low hanging light with a metal lampshade.
Shade.
And it was covered in dust because we're like wood tinks and don't.
Nobody dust.
House. Yeah. Anyway, it was covered in dust. But then she says to me, "Who the fuck wrote this on the lamp?" And on the metal lamp, it was like in the dust. Somebody wrote, "Kids with bum cancer."
It's like 2 days later. he sent a picture of it. It's like really obvious too.
Yeah. I sent a picture and I sent it to both yous. I sent it to Jade as well. And I'm like, was this any of yous? And everybody fucking denied it.
It's gotta be Richie.
No, Richie's not got that good of handwriting. And he would have admitted it. I sent it. Yeah, and the height as well, because Richie's shorter than me. So yeah, the height as well. Nah, I wish it was me, man. I don't know who it was, but whoever it was, legend.
We still, to this day, we don't know who it was. There was only fucking five of us there.
It was me, you,
Dave, Richie, and Jade, and there was one. Scotty. Was it
Scotty?
And Scotty.
Oh, Scotty. Yeah, six.
Oh yeah, six of us. Yeah, so it was fucking one of yous. Disgusting.
Three of them are in this fucking chat right now.
See, but what I didn't tell you is about a month later, Chloe's family were over, and I hadn't dusted it off.
Kids with bum cancer, just in the dust.
Yeah, but they didn't see it either. It's probably still there now.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. So someone vandalized my house in the dust.
With bum cancer.
Kids with bum cancer in the dust.
Thanks for listening to the Three Little Pigs podcast. Until next time, fuckers.
That's all, folks.